It is Locked On Jazz for the 8th of June. Oh, what a weekend it was. The world changing in front of us. How does it impact the way we view sports? How does it impact how we do this? How does it impact the NFL versus the NBA? And the Jazz are getting ready in the midst of all of this. It is Locked On Jazz. Pow. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers. Today's edition brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. Thanks very much for tuning in. Wow, what a weekend. And I think it leads to some interesting kind of moments here. Like and I'll get into this today. I know you come here for sports, and we come here as a release from sports. And the world is not there right now. And it's interesting. We have a lot of internal discussions about Locked On Jazz in this regard. I do with myself, just me talking to myself, and then Locked On Podcast Network and how we deal with it, and how do we balance for you, the listener, that is inundated with the news and the world and all the things that are going on. However you view it, I think it should be viewed with some excitement. Like this is what America is. Like things are changing, the world's evolving peacefully after opening times of things not being as the way it should be. And now we're watching what is so great about our country. At times we're watching what is not so great, but I think at the core of it is the essence of what has made this what we should be most proud of, which is the ability of citizens to have a voice. And that's our ideal. It was a pretty long debate of how we have fulfilled that ideal, but let's not do that today. So anyway, it's what right now, without sports, this is what our sports world is doing in some incredible, incredible ways, and in society changing ways of the role of athletes, the role of the voice, some pretty incredible stuff. So I want to get into it today of kind of like, what does this do to sports? And then each of the leagues. But I want to just kind of like, the weekend's amazing. So I'm going to riff here for a little bit. So the NFL players basically forced Roger Goodell, John Elway, and Jerry Jones to like do an about face. That's incredible. And we'll get into NFL and NBA back and forth. Russell Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo led rallies. That's incredible. Like the biggest names in our game. Giannis, I want my kids to grow up in Milwaukee and not be scared to walk the streets. Mitt Romney, Senator of the United States of America. It's incredible. NASCAR drivers put out a video. It's incredible. Drew Brees did an about face that was pretty incredible, amazing, right? Like from Wednesday to being on one side to Friday writing a letter to the president. Greg Popovich struck us with the idea that this was a modern lynching that we just watched on television. Might be right. So it's clear that what we're seeing is different. Like, and it's interesting to me where we are in this. Like, some of you right now, I think, are probably grumbling again. Like, really, Locke? Come on, man. Because we know what happened to George Floyd is wrong. We know having one set of people having a more difficult life than another set of people due to color is wrong. Actually, frankly, we know that the economic disparity that we have in the United States is wrong. We know those things aren't productive. So, like, don't get caught in the trap. Please don't get caught in the trap. Police brutality is bad. Police are not bad. Looters are bad. Protesters are not. Like, those are basic. Don't get caught in the soundbite divisive trap that's out there. We actually agree on all things. If we grab the demographic of this group And the voting of this group, and we'll all start voting here shortly, and we'll all vote for different candidates for the governor for different reasons in the state of Utah and around something else. But we actually agree on these things. Like, we may be supposedly different. We may pray differently. We may vote differently. We may look. We actually agree. Don't buy into this. We agree that if a child is born, that their life chances should not be dictated by who they were born to based on their race, religion, or those things. Like, we believe that. Same way we believe that if you were born a Muslim, Mormon, Catholic, Jew, your life chances shouldn't be different. Just based on that definition. Don't let this actually divide us. Don't grumble when we talk about this. Let's talk about it. We actually all agree. Right? And so that's what's so fascinating is I sit here and say, okay, we cover sports. You watch sports for release. I'm not sure we're there anymore, guys, women, men, anyone. I don't think we're there. To some extent, to ask your athlete or me or your talk show host to never mention what's going on in the world because you need a release is not fair. It implies that the athlete or the talk show host's only value is to serve you without a thought, without a brain, without a reality of what's going on around them. And not to mention any of that. And I don't think you're going to see sports without it for a while. Like, this feels different, right? This is clearly different. Look at the top of what we opened the show with today, right? Our NFL players came out and really forced the entire league to change their stance. We had the largest names in the NBA out in front leading rallies. Denver Broncos, too. They should be mentioned. We had NASCAR drivers who, yeah, put the stereotypes there, right? Like, come on. Like, it's pretty common a Confederate flag is flying in the middle of the infield of those events. You have Drew Brees basically, you know, whether you're going to buy it or not, realizing he couldn't exist in the NFL with his stance. And you had Pop. Like, this is different. And so the idea that I'm going to go to a basketball game or an NFL game, which is a big step in its own right, or just watch and not be impacted or feel anything, or I'm going to turn on Locked On and not get anything, I don't think we're there. I get it. Don't hit me over the head with it. Don't overwhelm me with it. Don't forget to cover sports because of it. I think those are all very fair, but it's impacting everything. It's going to impact how the NBA looks in Orlando. And I think it's interesting how it should impact us as fans. Like, so John Elway is my athletic God. Should it bother me that he was against peaceful protests? That he was a leader of the gang that blackballed multiple players from the league because of their stances? Probably. And maybe even out of respect to him. Maybe instead of only appreciating our athlete for their ability to throw, catch, run, shoot, dunk, we suddenly will cheer for our athlete based on a more well-rounded person, and that's part of this process. Maybe out of respect to him, that he can actually think and have thoughts and be more than just a slightly more human version of a video game favorite player. It's a thought. That's all we have right now is thoughts. So might as well share them. And I'd love to hear yours. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is rebuilding the way you think of protein bars with their great flavors, their fabulous taste, and their amazing nutritional value. Healthy has never been this delicious. Whether it's the mint brownie delight, the double chocolate mousse, the coconut cream, or the raspberry chocolate cream. I actually had the black cherry the other day. I was surprised. I don't really like cherry. I liked that bar. Those are the ones I like because they don't have any nuts, and their nut-free bars are actually done in a nut-free facility, which is super cool. They also have the nut flavors for you, the peanut butter brownie and the toffee almond, the German chocolate cake. They're all there for you. Go to BuiltBar.com. Get yourself a mixed box of 15 flavors and 18 bars. Put in the promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off your first bar. Or you can build your own box. Choose the flavors you want in your 18-bar mix box. Again, promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off. The macro's incredible. 110 calories, 4 fat grams, 5 net carbs, and just 4 grams of sugar while getting 15 grams of protein. Built Bar, never tasted so good to be this healthy. Promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off. Today's show is also brought to you by Murdoch Chevy. The Silverado truck. The Colorado truck. Oh, they're the best there are in the lineup out there. So make sure you stop by Chevy. And if you're looking for a new truck, you do it with Murdoch Chevy. The Murdochs have built the Murdoch Share program in this time of COVID and all other things to make sure that you feel completely comfortable. You can do all your shopping online. You can have the test drive brought to you. And when you go to the Murdoch Chevy in Woods Cross or in Logan, you will see the impact that they're making and the efforts that they're taking to make sure everything is socially distanced and sanitized. GM also has the first responders discount going on. That is going on till the end of June. So if you're a healthcare professional, you are eligible. Make sure you stop by. The Colorado and the Silverado trucks, there's just no better truck lineup on the market than what Chevy has for you. Plus, the Traverse, the Equinox, the Trax, the SUV lineup, pretty fabulous as well. It's all at Murdoch Chevy at Woods Cross and in Logan. If you're going to stop by, feel free to email me first at dlock09@gmail.com. So the NBA and the NFL have approached the just world of, this isn't like the protest, of athlete voices in completely different manners. And it's going to be pretty interesting to watch what happens. And it's also interesting because the NBA is doing it, other than the ridiculous shut up and dribble lines, almost without being too much in the political spotlight. Whereas now the NFL's about face has them absolutely in the crosshairs, the absolute crosshairs of the president and a whole body of people out there. So what's really kind of amazing right now is that all this time the NBA has kind of collaborated, let their players have their voice, back to the Trayvon Martin sweatsh-. Like the Trayvon Martin Miami Heat thing is a huge, is the, I think, unless someone's going to tell me I'm wrong on this, and I'm again, on all of these things, I'm completely willing to listen. But the March 23rd, 2012, is when the Miami Heat donned the hoodies in response to Trayvon Martin's death. That's the NBA's Colin Kaepernick moment, and the NBA let it go. Now, this was not, it was not universally well received. Don't make any comment of that. But it was the moment in which the NBA sent the signal to their players that said, we'll play along. We'll support you. We'll let you be more than a basketball player to have your voice. The NFL has done the opposite. And maybe the saddest part of what the NFL has done is the amount of players that actually have been run out of the league that we don't talk about. Colin Kaepernick, we know. I mean, there's just no, right, that's, we aren't debating that anymore. Not that he's not a good enough player. Like, if you're arguing that, you're on a false hill. He was run out of the league. He defied what they wanted out of their players. Others did as well, and others have all gotten run out of the league. There's clearly was a list inside the league that said yes or no. So now what? Few things are, suddenly now, all these players have these incredible platforms in and outside of the game that they're going to use. And I guess you could decide you want to try to make it so that they can't use it inside your game. Seems like a battle that's not worth fighting, even if it's worthy. I'm not sure it's worthy, but it's if it is worthy, I can't imagine why it's one that one would fight right now when they have 6 million Instagram followers, 4 million Twitter followers, whatever they have. They have so many other ways in which they can be in connection with people. I don't know what you'd fight. The NFL for the last 4 years now it looks really ugly, right? I mean, it was a stand that I think they'll regret. Oh, I know they'll regret. Because it's looking worse by the day. But what will be interesting is where either of these leagues at all try to set a limit. And by the way, let's be completely clear on something. The NBA did this to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf at one point. Like, the NBA is not innocent on this in a different time many, many years ago. I mean, it was in Salt Lake City, and when it happened, I was covering it. So it wasn't unique to that. Oh, it's just going to be fascinating. As we return to play, we don't have fans in the crowd. All we have is, the confluence of events here is even more interesting. That, and I don't know how it impacts things. Like the fact that you're going to have players protesting in the midst of games or announcements or player or how they're doing something or putting something in their hair or some, you know, leagues have rules about what you can do with your shoes or whatever. All for TV cameras for all of us sitting at home not watching gets pretty fascinating in how they go about it. I will say this from an overall standpoint. Not many of these guys, and I don't know actually who is, were trained to be civic leaders. Right? And many of them have limited in-school education. Right? LeBron has high school. Kawhi has a few years of San Diego State. He's been quiet, no surprise. Giannis, I don't think, went to a lot of school out of a Greek ghetto. Pascal Siakam, some pretty interesting comments over the weekend. I don't think he went to a lot of, like, right? Like, went to 4 years in New Mexico State. But I don't think that these guys have been trained in school. Frankly, I find their willingness and their passion and their heart pretty remarkable. Right? There are people that struggle to navigate some of this stuff who are either career politicians or trained to do these things or been raised their whole, you know, been heading in this direction, or they're authors, or it's hard. And I'm super impressed by the NFL, Pat Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, Michael Thomas, and how they put that together. I'm impressed by Giannis Antetokounmpo, Russell Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan, Steph Curry. I've actually been long on this stance. And maybe this is representative of all that's being talked about. These guys are remarkable. I talk to them every day, all the time, as much as I can. You know what? They're great. They're thoughtful. They're interesting. They're thrust into the world. They're paying attention. Few of them are total jerks. Really, very few of them. Their lives are being determined by media members who kind of portray them how they believe to be right without really knowing them. That's an interesting world for these guys to live in. Sometimes they don't react perfectly, but I think when you look at the amount of players, both in the NBA and the NFL, the amount of media attention, now what they're delving into with limited missteps, pretty amazing. So, anyway, interesting stuff. We'll talk about the return to play, where the Jazz are, what's going on as we continue. Today's show brought to you by The Store. 6200 South, 20th East, that community feel that we so need right now. Utah's own, The Store. They're located in two spots, 6200 South, 20th East, and at the Gateway. Unlike some of these massive, big-name stores, there are multiple places. This is Utah's own, and Jeff and Scott and Amy go out of their way to make sure that they find Utah people doing, whether it's jellies, the great tortilla chips, salsas. You got that product, kombuchas. They're putting it up into the store. They're representing our own people in their store to give you that community feel. And then you can feel it when you go in. When you go into that community store, you feel the togetherness, you feel the bond, and you got great, great products. If you walk in the store at 6200 South, 20th East, go to the right-hand side, you got all the sweets. Great cookies, the mudslide cookies, of course, the locked-on mudslide ice cream, all the various baked goods. You head back to the very back, they've got the meats that they've got, the butcher out of Logan, who they were able to get their favorite brisket from. All the great things that Jeff and Scott and Amy go find. Stop by the store, 6200 South, 20th East. Get yourself a mudslide cookie. I haven't had one in a while. I need to run by and get one here. And that's my COVID impact, is no mudslide cookies. And also locate at the Gateway. Great downtown store to get your lunch during the day or pick up your groceries in the urban setting of downtown. It's the store, 6200 South, 20th East. You know that book you have out there that you want to read, but boy, it's long and you don't quite get through it? Well, Blinkist is the unique way to get through multiple books in 15 minutes. That's right. Here's how it works. You can do it on your phone, your tablet, your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. You know when you're doing that brainless work, that data entry, whatever for me it is? Right now, I'm finding myself going to Blinkist.com, putting the headphones on my web browser, and grabbing the intake I need out of a book that I'm probably never going to get time to read. That's why I'm enjoying Blinkist so much. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now. It's a massive growing library from self-help, business, health to history books. Blinkist, the latest titles, the bestseller list, as well as the classic nonfiction titles. Four-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, pretty good one. Upheaval by Jared Diamond, pretty good one. How Champions Think by Dr. Bob Rotella, strong. David Epstein's Sports Gene is on top of my list. Haven't got to it yet. Will likely hear today as I have some driving to do. And I just recently did Drive by Daniel Pink. Check it all out at Blinkist. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it for 7 days for free. 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your 7-day free trial. So here's what we know. The Jazz will get back to action. They'll play 8 games without Bojan Bogdanović, with their seeding impact to be very little. So, I mean, what's interesting to the Jazz is they were playing very well. They're bringing it together. Since they, number one offense, since they had a Jordan Clarkson, cut Jeff Green, promoted George Niang and Tony Bradley into the rotation, they really have been very good. We'd won 5 of 6 with a loss to the Raptors, who were good and just faster than us. And felt like things were heading in the right direction. Our way we were going to win games is outshooting people in the playoffs. That was the script. While watching the Laker-Clipper game right before the season ended, I watched that game and thought to myself, wow, these guys are way better than us. They're just incredible. And then I was like, well, how do you beat them? And the answer was you outshoot them. And that was something we could do, right? We were the best shooting team in the NBA. And we could out, without Bogdanović, that's going to be more difficult. But I think the approach has to be the same. I think we have to bomb the threes, find a way to get more catch and shoot threes, maybe get a little earlier in the shot clock with some of them, than having a half court set that isn't just completely reliant on Donovan and a Rudy pick and roll or something of that nature. And I think you're going to see an 8-game look at that. And here's what's interesting. Because we're not playing 1 through 16, and because we're not playing, we don't have any risk of falling into play, if we end up, I mean, I guess the thing you don't want to do is fall to 7 behind Dallas and have to play the Clippers in the first round. But for all we know, the Clippers could slide to 3 and Denver could slide to 2. It's only a game and a half behind him. Kawhi Leonard, I would assume, is going to play about 5 of the 8 games. We hear about Jokic's abs. We'll see what happens. It's a very real possibility the Jazz slide to 6. I don't think it matters. What the Jazz really have to do is try to make sure that they don't fall behind Dallas. And what's interesting is there just aren't gimme games. You know, you don't have Minnesota, Golden State, Phoenix, Atlanta, Detroit, Cleveland, and New York there, plus whoever else I'm missing, Chicago, Charlotte. And so you don't have gimme games. And without gimme games, suddenly I look at this and I say, you know, all right, so, sorry, I have to send a text here quickly. Live podcasting. You look at the gimme, you look at this and say, all right, well, all the Jazz, it's, you know, a little convoluted because the Jazz and Dallas have played different amount of games. So the Jazz have played 64 games. Dallas has played 67. So the Jazz are 2.5 games up on Dallas in 8 games. They're going to not play the same amount of games. There's going to be a half game. So the Jazz have to win at least, if Dallas goes 8-0, the Jazz have a magic number of 6. So Dallas doesn't have easy games either. So if Dallas goes 6-2, can we go 4-4? And just hold that 7th spot, hold that into that top 6, and then it just doesn't matter. Dallas, by the way, is the team I would not want to play in the playoffs. Dallas is the team in the Western Conference that is far better than their record. It's the team you don't want to have to have a piece of. So when you look at what we're doing coming up here, and we try to figure this out and figure out our spacing and how we're going to be able to lose 20 points and 42% three-point shooting or 41.4% three-point shooting from Bojan, it gets interesting. Are you using Jordan Clarkson more, who really is a non-ball mover but playing in that second unit? How are you using Niang, Royce O'Neal? We've talked about that. I actually decide on starting George with Rudy and seeing if that's a way to protect him a little bit defensively, let Royce play with Jordan Clarkson and have a quicker, faster unit with Tony Bradley in that group. Bradley runs the floor, frankly, better than Rudy does, probably because he plays fewer minutes, probably because Rudy wants to set that pick at the top. Tony Bradley's going to get his points by getting the offensive rebounds. So it's pretty interesting. We don't have a schedule yet. That obviously will tell us. We've learned, you know, some talk of how it's going to play out. But it will be an interesting mix to see from our standpoint how we approach these games, whether we can find a vibe. And then, you know, if you see what happens in a playoff series without home court advantage. Do we get Denver? Can we beat them? Can we go get Oklahoma City and beat them? Can we get Houston and beat them? I mean, those are the 6 teams in the middle. I think we thought we could beat any of those, or 4 teams in the middle. We could beat any of those teams with Bojan, no question. The Lakers and Clippers were going to be the challenge. Can we get them without Bojan? Be interesting to keep watching and see. Denver's got some unique aspects to them where they win games in non-traditional manners. Their shooting's not very good. Some of their defensive numbers aren't very good, but they're getting offensive rebounds. They're getting a lot of... How does that change? I think the foul calling in this is going to be fascinating. Does a team like Oklahoma City, who's lost more games at home than on the road, have a new advantage? The Jazz have not been a great home court team this year. We've lost 10 games at home. Despite the fact we have the home court advantage of altitude. Oklahoma City is the Oklahoma City and the Lakers are actually the 2 teams that have lost more games at home than on the road. A little surprising. Oklahoma City had played 2 more games, but they still shouldn't have lost 2 more. That is Locked On Jazz today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll keep looking at these things, start breaking it down, getting ready. We've got quite a ways until the season starts again. But we'll jump on it, keep talking about it, have you ready for it. Thanks very much for tuning in. Thanks very much for listening and being a part of it. Rejecting the Screen did a fun interview with Dan Dickow. You might want to go grab it by telling your smart speaker to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen.
I'm Brian Wilmer from Locked On ACC.
I'm your boy Q from the Locked On Raiders podcast.
This is Ben Stevens of Locked On Big Ten.
This is Bo Brock of Locked On Cardinals.
This is Zach Blackerby with Locked On Auburn. I will support you. I will listen.
I will learn. I will stand with you, and I will take action.
Supporting you, standing with you, amplifying your voice, and sharing your story.
I will do a better job of standing up for people of color, of amplifying their voices, of listening and supporting.
To end systematic oppression, police brutality, and the racial inequality that is so pervasive in this country.
I'm here for anyone to talk about your story and also share my story.
It's time to be better. It's time to do better for everyone.
Hi, this is David Locke of Locked On Jazz. I just want to let you know that I will listen, I will hear your story, and I will support you.